We try to focus on a nekuda, an important idea in the parsha, and try to see things inside. This week we would like to take on in Parshas Bamidbar. It's actually interesting in English, it's interesting how they translate. The names Parshas Bamidbar or Chumash Bamidbar. There's no real Chazal don't refer to it as Bamidbar in the desert, but really the focal point over here, I've seen in the English translation they call it Numbers. You ever see that? Numbers. So we'd like to, and I'm not being medayik from that, don't take me so seriously, but Numbers are a very big thing. The counting of Klal Yisrael, right? From the very beginning, Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael because of Chiba. It's a way of appreciating them. However, there's a very big problem in counting. And on the one hand, there seems to be a concept of a count of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, it's a very big problem to count Klal Yisrael. Actually, it's a Gemara in Yuma. Who knows where Daf Yomi's up to these days? Okay, so I don't do Daf Yomi, but the Daf Yomi people have seen this not too long ago. Chaf Beis Amid Beis. There's a din in the Mikdash that the Kohanim would put out a finger to be counted. That's how they did these lotteries. They'd pick a number and they'd go around, and people wanted to cheat a little bit, so they would like slip out their thumb, but that's why it was usher to use a thumb in the Mikdash, you know, the old trick, slip it out. But the Gemara asks a very interesting question, which is, v'nimnimnu l'didhu, just count the people. What are we getting all these fingers involved? We're basically essentially counting fingers, not people. So the Gemara says, m'sayile l'Rabbi Yitzchak, d'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, aser limnos es Yisrael. Afilu lidvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael, even for a dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara goes on and says that Rabbi Lezer says, Kol hamonis Yisrael over balav. You're actually over on a lav. Shenemar vayemisper b'nei Yisrael kichol hayam asher lo yimad. Beautiful reference, a pasuk in Hosea. Klal Yisrael are like the like the sand on the shores, asher lo yimod, that's uncountable. It's a fascinating thing. It's mashma here. What's the isser of counting? The isser of counting is Klal Yisrael is beyond a number. The way you're supposed to look at Klal Yisrael is they have no number. So as soon as you start counting them, you're like limiting them. Now, this is a very deep idea. You know, in general, we have a concept that ein bracha shari elo bedavar shesamui min ha'ayin. There's a concept like that even counting grain actually ruins the bracha in the grain. You know, you think, what's the difference? It is what it is. And who cares if I count something or not? What's that?
You have to say the Yiratzen. Yeah?
Which Yiratzen?
The bracha to make
on it. On the bracha?
Before you start counting.
Before you start counting. But counting itself, the ideal could be, I mean, it's hard to do inventory without counting and be a responsible businessman. But in theory, if you have opportunities to not count something, you're allowing it to like live in a world that's beyond count. Counting is very, is actually din. It's one, two, three, four, five, six. It's very limiting. And then there's just like, wow. And somehow there's actually an isser of making Klal Yisrael finite. Incredible. But if you count their fingers, you're just counting fingers. Very interesting. You know, if you're counting for a minion, right? So people do Hoshia Samecha. Okay, I'm not a posek, but so I don't like to give psak halacha. However, another thing you could do is count shirts. You count shirts. One shirt, two shirts, three shirts, four shirts. Just like in the Mikdash. They didn't do Hoshia Samecha in the Mikdash. They counted fingers. As long as you're not counting people, you can count something else. But as soon as you count, Chazal are saying over here, you're leaving the idea of a Hayam Misper B'nai Yisrael K'chol Hayam, that Kal Yisrael is uncountable. It sounds kind of funny to us, because what does it make a difference if I count them? They're either countable or they're not. The answer is that a lot of times the way we perceive things is how they become in this world. If we perceive our Klal Yisrael as limited, as finite, then somehow we get shrunk into the finite world. But if we don't count ourselves, then we leave ourselves to be larger than this world, so to speak. It's an incredible concept, a very, very deep concept. But over here we have counting in the Parsha. And what is the purpose of this counting? So here we have a Ramban. This is a beautiful Ramban and an essential Ramban. Does the Olam have the Ramban? I think I gave out sheets on this Ramban. I have here little captions on the Ramban. So the Ramban says, "V'yu kol kude bnei Yisrael lebeis of a son kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael hutzrach hakasav lahagid mispar haklal la'achar shehigid apratim ki nitzdava Moshe v'Aaron sheyedu mispar mifkud ha'am." Aaron and Moshe had to know the amount of people. V'yedu mispar kol shevet ki chein derech hamalachim b'mnosam esa'am. This is a way of kings. V'lo havinosi tam mitzvah zos. Amazing. When the Ramban says he doesn't know something, that's unbelievable. Usually the Ramban just says something, and he doesn't say, "I don't know," but he says, "V'lo havinosi tam mitzvah zos. Lama tziva bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Why would Hashem actually command us to to be counted? He says, "I understand the idea of everybody with their flag, keeping the Shvatim together, right? Every degel, this was a major part of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They each had a flag. They had what they represented, and we know that Klal Yisrael went through the Kriyas Yamsuf in 12. You know, a lot of the pictures that people draw, that's only one splitting. However, Chazal tells there were 12 paths. Beautiful. The idea of uniqueness in Klal Yisrael. There are even 12 Sharim and Shamayim when you daven. Keneged each Shevet. Go through different paths. There's an idea of being unique. There's an idea of being unique, but the Ramban says that just should be everyone just stick with their flag. But I have no idea why we have to know the number of Klal Yisrael. Ulai lo dia chasto alehim. Maybe it's to appreciate the chesed that Hashem did for us. Ki b'shivim nefesh yardu avasenim mitzrayim. We came to Mitzrayim only 70 people, right? Really, officially in the Torah, how many people were officially in the count? Does anyone know? Was it 70? 70
minus 1.
70 minus 1. Beautiful. If you do the Cheshbon, it's 69. Who was the person who's the 70th? Does anybody know?
Yocheved.
She was born Ben Achomos. She was born at the buzzer, so to speak. An incredible thing. But there, we started off as a nation of just 70. Va'atahim kechol hayam. You know, sometimes in life you have to take stock and appreciate things. Actually, one of my most emotional times as a parent, I remember this as my first, you know, parents, when you just start out, you know, everything's like a very big deal. You know, you take pictures all the time and, you know, you notify the family on every detail. Like she, this was the first time she had Cheerios. Now she went to, you know, now she had a piece of challah, you know, like, and then the old time parents are like, relax, you know, it's like, it's not the first kid that ever had challah before. Like, but okay, but I remember one time the gun, they said, I'm like, I get very emotional every time this happens because I don't know, I'm still, it takes me back. But my first daughter, they took a picture of her on the first day of gun, and then on the last day of gun, they gave out a, like a little kuntres of all of her accomplishments. And then on the last page, they have what she looks like at the end of God. And this is her today. And you see the growth, just physical growth of the child. It's very overwhelming. I remember sitting on the couch. I was crying. I think I'm getting emotional now just thinking about it. But certain things, why does it get to you? Because you see the contrast, right? A lot of times in life, you appreciate things by contrast. You picture a family of 70 people. 70 people is a nice mishpacha, but it's not millions and millions. Going down to Mitzrayim, and leaving literally in lesions, in lesions. So the Ramban's first suggestion, again, unauthorized counts are dangerous. Here, the first pshat in the Ramban is a beautiful pshat. Really, we could relate to this. The concept of Hakaras HaTov is you take a step back, see where you came from, and just like, look. Just like, look at what's happening over here. That happens to be why I love, like, I also love these slideshows. I like just seeing the, when they do this, like we did this for the bas mitzvahs of my girls. It's very hard for me to watch because I get too emotional. But it's an amazing thing to see life pass you by in pictures. It's a really beautiful thing, just growth. We take it so for granted. So that's the first pshat over here. Kibishivim nefesh yardu avaseim mitzrayim va'atahim kachol hayam. They literally are like uncountable at this point. They're enormous. Kach v'kach b'nei esrim, right? 20 years old is when a person's eligible to be in the army, and that's the official time where we count. Va'achrei kol davar u'magefa yimnam, and after any calamity we got counted up. Ki mashke da goyim yimchatz v'yadav tirpena, v'zeu sham rabaseinu me'rov chibasa mona sam kol shah. This is the concept that Hashem counts us merov chibasam, right? When you have an emotional connection to someone. So it's interesting, because that's really mitzad Hashem. Hashem's love for us is how He counts us. When someone loves money, they love counting the money, right? People love to count their money, right? But so it sounds like what the Ramban is saying is twofold. One is for us to be aware of the chesed of Hashem, and the other way is ki'ilu like Hashem counts Klal Yisrael as well because of His love for us. That's the first pshat. Now, this second pshat, this is one of my favorite, if I could have favorites, but this is one of my favorite lines in the Ramban because it really gives me, if there's, I'm a Litvak, as you guys know, but if there's a makor for chasidus in the Torah, this Ramban, this line, is the makar. It's an unbelievable thing that goes on over here. It's kedai just to come today to read these three lines with me in the Ramban. Something very special. This is his next pshat in being counted. Va'od ki haba lifnei avan avim. Again, you got counted. Everyone would come up, kind of like on Shabbos night when you come up to the Rosh Shiva to give him a good Shabbos. This is what happened. They lined up to come in front of Aaron, Moshe and Aaron. Every yid who was being counted would go in front of the rebbes. It was your opportunity to come in front of the Avin Avim, v'achiv kedosh Hashem, and his holy brother Aaron, v'hu noda aleim b'shmo, and you were identified by your name. This is something we speak about in the Mesillas Yesharim Vadal. I think even yesterday we spoke about it. The idea of having a name, going up in front of someone saying Shalom Aleichem, my name is Michal Schwartzman, right? You feel good, you feel identified. He knows your name, he recognizes you. You're coming in front of Moshe. Imagine the millions of people who are led by Moshe, but sometimes you can feel like you're lost in the crowd, right? It's normal. Here's your opportunity. You come in front of Moshe and you're known by your name. You're identified, that's who you are. Yilo b'davar zeh, S'chus v'chaim. And somehow, this sounds like a very Rebbesha matzav. Just being known by the Avan Avim, by your name, brings upon you a great s'chus and life. Ki ba b'sod ha'am. Somehow, you've entered the nation through this process. I can't explain to you exactly what's going on, but very big things coming in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and his brother and being acknowledged as and identified for who you are. It has a tremendous s'chus. And you enter the Soda Am, Ubiksab Ne Yisrov, Eschusarab Mismarim. Now you become part of the Tzibur. You're number 10, and you're part of a greater whole. Right? We always talk about there are two ways to call somebody a number. Right? The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, made people into numbers. Numbers are a way of totally taking away your identity. Right? A number. The people who were in the Holocaust were numbers. That's what they were. They weren't people. There's another concept of numbers, which is, hey, something's missing over here. When you do a count, right, we're like, hey, we're missing Shimmy. Where's Shimmy? right? Sometimes the count is the opposite. It's because you count. You matter. I once heard from a Talmud of Rabbi Soloveitchik from America. So he was speaking to a group of Bali Tshuva, or it could have even been people who were not yet Bali Tshuva, but like a group who were like not in it. And they were asking, why in Sfiras HaOmer does everybody have to count Sfiras HaOmer? They should just make like a calendar or like have somebody official in shul. So he said a nice line. He said, see how an Adam Gadol knows how to communicate to different groups in the Tzibor, knows what he's talking about. Every Jew counts because every Jew counts. Right? Every Jew counts because every Jew counts. Right? So that's another type of number system, is you count because if you're not here, we'll notice. Right? That's the one thing. A person sometimes feels invisible. Does somebody know if I'm here or I'm not? Will somebody care if I wasn't at Shacharis? Will somebody care if I wasn't at Marv? Once I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva that he once was asking someone about his attendance, and the Bachar said, I'm so relieved. I was so nervous no one knew that I'm not coming. He said, I'm so happy that I'm noticed. He was like, he was in a little bit of trouble, but he was so excited that people care where he is. Usually he felt, actually I heard this from my wife told me this story, where a woman didn't show up to the house on time for dinner, and her husband, when she came home, he was very upset. He's like, I was really worried. And she burst out into tears. Like, oh boy, like Shana Rishona, like this is not a good idea, you know, getting. But she said the opposite. She said she was from a home where she really was like, felt like a non-factor. She had a very difficult family life. And she said this is the first time anyone noticed that she was late in her life. And she broke down from simcha. She was so happy that she has a life now, that there's someone who cares where she is. Amazing. No, it's amazing. So that's the other type of counting. That you count, that you matter. That's the type of numbers that we're talking over here. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, turn people into numbers. They turn people into numbers. You're not a person, you're a number. So every person got to come in front of Hashem. V'chein l'chulam z'chus misbar sh'yimnu lefnei Moshe v'Aaron. They got the opportunity of meeting the Gadol Hadar, not just the Gadol Hadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gadol of all Dairis, and Aaron, Achiv Kedosh Hashem, ki asimu aleim einim tova. Listen to this, Shemshon, this is amazing. They placed their ayin tova on them, meaning they would look at you, and by looking at you, the kedusha of a tzaddik in Kavachomer Moshe Rabbeinu is that when they look at you with their ayin tova, just by seeing you, they give you bracha. The ayin tova, the good eye that they have, is active. We look at eyes as like input for us, like what we see goes in. It's true, what we see does go in. However, tzaddikim have the ability to send out with their eyes. Send out. Unfortunately, where do we see this sugya in the bad way? Where do eyes come out in a bad way? That's ayin hara, right? A person could be at a chasana and the father of the kala could think that he invited this person to enjoy, and meanwhile during the dancing he's going ch-ch, ch-ch. He's sending out his jealousy and evil eye, right? That's a very ayin hara is a real thing. It's an active process. However, the tzaddikim look the opposite way. Whoosh, they send out bracha and shefa just by looking at you. It changes you. So it's the opportunity of being seen by Moshe Rabbeinu. Beautiful Lashonis in this Ramban, no? Totally beautiful, right? It's so detailed, and so it makes you feel like you're there. It's a very, for me, this is like a very like relatable experience. Counting people sounds very abstract, but the opportunity to come in front of Moshe and say, hi, Shalom Aleichem, Moshe Rabbeinu, my name is, by the way, I don't know, it's funny that all the names in the Torah don't have Rav. Right? You would think you would write Hagon, Hatzadik, Admor, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we just call him Moshe Rabbeinu? So if you notice, the Rambam discusses this. Fascinating. Earlier Tanoim don't have names above them. Hillel. It doesn't say Rabbeinu Hillel. It says Hillel Hazakim. Shammai was called Shammai. Antignus Ish Socho. Right? Shimon Hatzadik. All the earlier Tanoim didn't have a title in front of them. So, and also Avram Avinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitzchak Yaakov, right? It's an amazing thing. Certain people are so big that you don't give them a title. You're already reducing them. It's a fascinating thing. It's like counterintuitive. We think the more titles, the more chashuv you are. However, it works the opposite. In the higher realms, he's Hillel. Hillel Hazakim, he's Shammai. Right? I don't know what you called him, but that's how Klal Yisrael calls them, by the first names. Incredible. So you come in front of the Rambam says that. Rambam says that. So you come in front of Hashem, in front of Moshe and Aaron. Ki asimu aleim einam tova. They place their good eye on you. Yivakshu aleim rachamim, and they daven for you. You like it's like a kvitl. Pashut, they cut. You come in front of them, and they daven. Yivakshu aleim rachamim. Beautiful. You get a personal meeting with Moshe and Aaron. They look at you. You say your name. You feel like you matter. They exert themselves by davening for you. Hashem Elokei Avasechem Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elef Pamim. They give you a bracha that may Hashem Elokei Avasechem, the God of your fathers. What a God of your fathers? God of all of our fathers. No, makes a person feel very significant when I say, Joe, I say, the God of your fathers. It's my fathers too. The God of our fathers. No, Joe, you have yichus. You come all the way from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's about you right now. It's not about me. So the God of your fathers, Joe, it hits you more when someone says it that way versus Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, our God, and of our forefathers. No, you have yichus. Beautiful. Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elef Pamim. Hashem should increase your numbers by 1,000. Velo Yamit Misparchem, and you should never be reduced. Vashkolim Kofer Al Nafsho Seichem. Here's something that we did not discuss yet, very crucial. How did they count Klal Yisrael? You were not allowed to count the people, correct? So what did you do? They counted the Machzis HaShekel. Right? That's what you're going to say? So they said, part of the count you had given your shekel, and they the machzis shekel, and the part of the bracha that they daven for you is that the shkalim should be a kapara on your nefesh. Beautiful. You donate to the Mishkan, let that be a kapara. What were the machzis shekel used for? Does anybody know? What's that?
They buy the stuff for the everything.
For the Beis HaMikdash, correct? There were particular things that it was used for. What's that? So in the originally the sockets were made of kesef. They were actually melted down. There were adanim. They were called adanim. There were these beautiful silver sockets where the beams of the Mishkan came from, which is a beautiful thing. It's kind of like all of Klal Yisrael is keeping up the Mishkan. That's the depth of the sockets. It's like what holds up the Mishkan. All the yidden, it's a beautiful thing. Also the tumid, the karbanis tzibur were brought from the money of the shekel because it was called mamon of tzibur. Every karban tumid was made up of all of Klal Yisrael, so it was coming from the machzis hashekel. The power of this money was not money of individuals. It was the money of the tzibur. And that's why it was able to create such kapara, because it represented the masses. Beautiful. But isn't this an incredible... No, wasn't it Kedai? Just to read these beautiful lines in the Ramban. So stunning. Just the whole maimed over here. I want to just read it again, just because I enjoyed it, if you don't mind. Let's just read it in one fell swoop, because it was too choppy. When he come in front of the father, the Ava Nevi'im, meaning Moshe, who had the highest level of Nevuah, and his brother, Kadosh Hashem. Why is he called Kadosh Hashem? Why is Aaron called the Kadosh Hashem? Beautiful, he added the tzitz. He was the Kohen Gadol. So look at the Ramban's Lashonos. Every time you read it, you get a new chiddush. You see the subtleties. Moshe Rabbeinu's Milo was he was the Ava Nevi'im, the greatest Navi. Aaron's great was the man who was mamish. He was like a walking kudshim. He was mamish kudosh Hashem. V'nodaleim b'shmo, and he made himself known by his name. Yelo b'davar zeh schus v'chayim. It gives you a schus and life. Kiba b'sod ha'am, because you become part of the tzibor. How does that mean, become part of the tzibor? The answer is, if you're an individual, so why is that you're supposed to be part of the tzibor? The answer is, like, let's say you have a soccer team. You have a soccer team. So the team is always winning, right? You play soccer. Or you have a game today, so that's a good hachana. Right? You have a game today? So it's a soccer team, right? The team is chashuv. When the team wins, right? If the team wins the World Cup, right? So the team won the World Cup. However, there is a schus that part of the team, I'm the goalie of the team. Meaning my shtals, what makes me chashuv is there's a team and I'm the goalie of the team. If I was just stam a goalie, I'm not chashuv. I'm the goalie of that team. Right? I'm the point guard of the New York Knicks. That's the chashivus, right? It could be a point guard downstairs at a pickup game, Bein Astarim, that's not the srara. I'm a point guard of the New York Knicks. That's a different srara. It's a different level of achievement. So you become a number where you're identified as an individual, but an individual who contributes to the tzibor. And that's your chashivus. Ubiksav b'nei Yisrael, you're like written down into Klal Yisrael, v'schus ha-rabim b'misparim. And you have the schus of rabim. That means everything you do as an individual, you carry the weight of the tzibor. Right? Schus ha-rabim means, when I give a shir, by the way, a lot of times when I prepare for a Wednesday shmooze, I get a not normal level of siyata d'shmaya. There have been times where, like, Mara Makomos will just, I don't want to say they fly through the window, you know, that's too, like, exciting like that. But it seems like things just come from nowhere. And the reason is because when you teach the tzibur, you get the schus of whoever's in the crowd who needs to hear what they're hearing. So it's an incredible thing. Whenever you prepare for the tzibur, it becomes larger than yourself. So you experience siyata d'shmaya that's for the whole group. And if people are going to listen on recording, it expands to whoever might be listening on recording. A lot of times I bump into people, even women are listening to the recordings. I don't recommend all the women listen to all the recordings. Not all of them are for them, you know. Sometimes I'm a little making jokes about mother-in-laws and about Shona Rishona, but okay, but all of that's factored in while you're preparing. That's called Tzchus HaRabim. So when you're counted in the Tzibor, you're an individual who makes a difference for the Tzibor. All of a sudden, you're larger than life. You're carrying Klal Yisrael in all of your individual achievements. Guys, I think I've proved to you the value of reading something twice, right? And if we would read it again, each time we're going to expand the Ramban. We're going to be here till Chatzos. Mamash expand, chewing and chewing each line, right? Mechein l'chulam schus b'misbar sheyimnu l'fnei Moshe v'Aaron, ki yasim oleim einam tova. Aaron and Moshe put their ayin tova on them, which is an active process, like we explained. Yivach sholem rachmim, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Hashem, the God of your fathers, Yosef Aleichem Kechem, Elapam Velo Yimam Misbarchem, Bashkolim Kofar Al Nafshoseichem. And these shkolim, now what's the point of the shekel? Because you have to do something yourself. A lot of tzaddikim have this, where they have like a pidyon. I don't know these concepts. However, life is not, things are not free. You have to do something yourself. So you're giving money here, you're donating to the Mishkan. It's not like you're just coming for a freebie. You're making your donation. You're being most nefesh on your level to give of yourself. All brachas come from giving of yourself. You can't just get a bracha. You need to do something with yourself. You need to become something. You need to try to be most nefesh on your level. Ubimidbar Sinai Rabba Risikach, but Mizbar, now he quotes a medrash. This is actually a medrash. Count them with honor and greatness. See? Honor and greatness. How do you count someone with honor and greatness? You're not a number. You count. You matter. You're an individual. That's kavod v'gdula. You shouldn't say to the head of the family, so how many you have in your family? Well, it's very practical. You know how much time you save? This is a shorter line, Dovi. Instead of having everyone in the family come in front of Moshe, just have the head of the house say how many people in the family. Kama banim yeshlecha? How many kids? Ela kulan yon ovrim lefanecha be'ema v'kavod. Everyone gets the opportunity to come in fear. Fear here is not fear of death. It's fear of like honor, like I'm in front of Moshe and Aaron. Va'ata monosam, and you should count them. So you see here, the Ramban deduced from this medrash his beautiful idea over here that the concept of counting has nothing to do with just numbers. It has to do with being an individual. The only way to be an individual is to be noticed, to be recognized by your name, to be feel indispensable. Indispensable. That if you're gone, something will be lacking. Right? Imagine that. You can't even have one person in the family just identify how many people. He'll come home and say, it was great. I went there and I counted you, Yossi. I counted you, Yitzi. No, no, no. Each member of the household deserves his own attention. And that's the kavod and the gdula of this count. And it changes. It changes a person when they know that they're a man on a mission, that they're a man who matters, that they're indispensable. When you believe that you matter, when you believe that if you're gone, that the world will be lacking, you start acting that way. But when you believe you're invisible, when you believe no one cares, you start acting that way too. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. However significant you feel is how significant you act. That's the way it has to be. And it's sometimes scary. We have boys sometimes who come from our yeshiva. They go to the mirror and we were talking about it together in the Kesev HaKavodvan, that they get overwhelmed because no, it's just too many people. No one knows to say good morning to them. No one knows if they're there or not. And they come back here for a little bit of oxygen, just like someone to say, hey, we missed you, right? It's very frightening to be in very big places. In big places, you have to really make relationships, that's the Eitzah, so that people know about you. Like your section in the Beis Medrash, like try to know everybody there so everyone will give you a Shalom Aleichem. It's dangerous to go to a place where you're like, wow, what do they need me here for? Like it's just a sea of white and black, right? It's very, very dangerous for the neshama to feel invisible. And that's why if a person's going to be in a place where they feel invisible, they have to do anything in the world to establish real relationships with people so that they feel like instead of being that way, for care, they're capitalizing on all the things that are available to them and people care about them, their rabbeim care about them, they have chavrusas, they're involved. But if a person's not that way, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They don't have a cheshek to even wake up in the morning. Shol bizocha to know that we count, to know we matter, and be nichlal in the schus harabim.